This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Friday, September 19th, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Darren Parker. Making headlines today. Johannesburg Stock Exchange operator said on Friday that it doesn't plan on placing a ban on the short selling of stocks in the wake of a similar move in Britain. The JSE Limited CEO Leanne Parsons said it was unlikely it would ban the form of trading, which allows an investor to sell borrowed stock in the hope that its value will fall. Britain's Financial Services Authority imposed a four-month ban on short selling of financial stocks. A source briefed on the matter said the US Securities and Exchange Commission is also considering a temporary ban on short sales of some or all stocks. The moves are an attempt to restore confidence in battered financial markets. This follows a turbulent week which saw the collapse of Lehman Brothers, a proposed sale of Merrill Lynch, and moves by the US government to bail out American International Group. State-owned power utility Eskom confirmed on Thursday that it was about to start with environmental impact assessments for possible further coal-fired power stations in the Waterberg and Vaal areas. The utility's Tony Stott said it was well known that Eskom needed more baseload generating capacity than what would be provided by the Medupi and Kusile plants. These plants are currently under development in the Lephalale and Witbank areas. He said it was premature to say what the exact size of new power stations would be. He explained that if any new power stations were built, there was a range of sizes that would be considered. Joint Simmer and Jack Mines and First Uranium CEO Gordon Miller said on Thursday that there was every possibility that the gold price could go back to $1,000 an ounce once again. Miller said that gold's safe haven in a turbulent world had been forcefully recognized on Wednesday. This was when it took its biggest single leap in history as bond yields came down.
Fundamentally, we've seen significant offtake in gold. The physical demand for gold, people buying physical gold, has moved up quite significantly. So that all bodes well in terms of the fundamentals for the gold price going forward.
Also making headlines, PetroSA's gas to liquids venture scoops an international innovation award. Tunisia plans to build a 120 megawatt wind farm. Accentuate's Eastern Cape pilot wind farm is to be operational by the end of October. Exxaro signs a coal supply deal for Eskom's Medupi plant. Cameco cuts its 2008 uranium production outlook. And DRD Gold sells its remaining stake in GM Network to focus on its South African operations. In political news, the ANC meets to decide Thabo Mbeki's fate. Zambia's acting president Rupiah Banda says he will keep the finance minister if he wins the election. Former judge Willem Heath calls for charges against Thabo Mbeki, Penal Maduna, and Bulelani Nguka. And the US is examining its Afghan war strategy. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.